Good morning, everyone. I am working with a lot of people in nursing home and homebound people. At the parish, like so far, we have like five locations that I need to take care of. Every week I am hanging out with them, and every week I always have something like they are so unpredictable. So a couple months ago I had mass at one nursing home, and then during like the first reading and the gospel, and when I was reading the gospel, and then there was a lady. She raised her hand and she, "Father, Father." And then everyone stopped. I stopped. I looked at her, and then, "Sorry, I am late." And then, I know you're late. Hey, come on in. And then she's so cute, but like the people, I have no idea like how. And then like another time, I have the Holy Communion with a deacon. So we bring after mass, we brought the Holy Communion to the people who couldn't come to mass. And then we knocked the door, and then knock, and then, "Hey, this is Father Anthony and the deacon, and would you like to receive Holy Communion?" Which is like a yelling like from in the hallway. And there was a man, he opened the door, and then he said, "No!" And then he closed the door right in front of me. And then so I asked Deacon, "Hey, Deacon, is he Catholic?" "Yeah, he's Catholic." "What happened?" "I don't know." And then we move on. Like so many stories like that. And then it's just like, so they make my day, because they all so like the way, and I was so gentle, and then I get it, because like those people, maybe they have a bad day, maybe they are having the medicine or something, but working with them sometimes is so unpredictable. But back to the homily today. So the homily today talks about possessions, talks about stuff, things, money. Let's talk about that today. And I hope if this homily bugs you, maybe you need to think about that, okay? But before that, the gospel today talks about there was a young man, a rich young man, coming to Jesus and ask him about how can I have eternal life? And then Jesus finished the Ten Commandments, and then he said the last thing he needs to do is selling all the stuff and follow Jesus. And he went away because he has a lot of possessions. That's the gospel today. But let me ask you a question, and then I have two PhD questions for you all to think about right now, okay? The first one, if you are poor, you can go to heaven, right? No, I don't think so. Okay, if you are rich, you cannot go to heaven, right? I don't think so as well. You all got the right answers, okay? If you are rich, you are poor, it doesn't matter about rich or poor. But the key point to understand the gospel and the Catholic teaching about possession is being poor in spirit. That is the key point to understand the gospel. I met a lot of people who are poor, but they are not poor in spirit. I also met a lot of people who are rich, but they are poor in spirit. Brother and sister, this week I invite you all to reflect with me 3 points. The first one, be free. Second, be dependent. And the last one, be generous. The first one, be free. Be free, and then don't let possess you. There's nothing wrong to have money, but you should control money, and don't let money control you. If you let money control you, be careful. Don't let possessions can possess you. Like don't let the things you have control you. You must control them wisely. But you can ask me, Father Anthony, how can I know that my money controls me? May I suggest one test for you all? I did this test before, and I recommend people run this test for themselves. Of course, the results, you don't need to tell anyone, but in your heart, measure your heart. I invite you all today and this week, give money out, maybe $20, maybe $50, to someone. Again, run this test and then measure in your heart. Like when you give out the money, like $20, okay? And then if you feel hard in your heart, if you feel easy in your heart, you can measure in your heart, like which one? Do I feel easy to do that, or do I feel really hard to give money out? If you feel easy to do that, God bless you with that. But if you feel so hard to give money out, be careful, because money controls you already. Run that test. I did that. Of course, I will not tell you what is the result, but you run for yourself. You run that test and measure in your heart, maybe between you and God, and then tell him, God, I feel so hard that I can give the money out there for people. Please help me that I can be free from money, that I can control money. I am letting money control over me already. So take that test this week, okay? And then maybe $20, maybe $50, but like it's up to you. I don't want you like to give out, sorry. I don't want to give you a lot of money as well, but how about like $20 would be good enough. But give the money out and then measure it and then think about that. Because be careful, the Lord, he's just like, he told that the young man today, so just be careful with what you have. Again, there's nothing wrong to have money. Money will be wrong if you let the money control over you. That's a key point, okay? So the second point from the homily today, be dependent. Brother and sister, being poor implies dependent. And the society will tell you, hey, you got the money, you are independent. Live by yourself, hang out by yourself, do whatever you want, control whoever you want with those money. May I suggest for you today that be dependent. Why? Why need to be dependent? And who can I be dependent on? I would say dependent on God a lot. Brothers and sisters, I encounter with a lot of people who are dying a lot, mostly every day. I come to the hospital, nursing homes, and on the deathbed, brother and sister, they got nothing. Nothing. If you have $1 million in your bank account, and then can that money save you at those moments? The answer is no. $1 million in your bank account cannot save you for those moments. Only God can save you for those moments, so that you must depend on God for those moments. And I told you, I'm not kidding at all. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not like messing around. I'm not talking around with you. Oh, okay? So here's the deal. When you die, you got nothing except God. You got nothing. Of course, including me. When I die, I got nothing. The way we are living right now, the way you are thinking about money right now, don't let the money control over you. One person you can depend on is God, and be dependent on him. The last point for my homily today is be generous. Be generous. Why I need to be generous? God, we need each other. And a lot of people need you. I am aware that I'm giving this homily in Littleton. I know you have things. I know you have possessions. I am aware. I'm fully aware of that. Littleton, we have, yeah. So to be honest, yeah, we have things. But be generous with those, with the things you have. Run the test and be generous with the people. I saw a man dying by himself last week. And that image, I have been thinking a lot about him and about people who are dying. When I came to that nursing home, the nursing home called me, and then I came. I entered into his room. He was by himself, like actively dying. Okay? He just like catching like couple breaths, last breaths on his deathbed. Like, if you encounter with those moments, you will feel like life is so, like I was there, and then he just like breathing really slow, and then he stopped breathing for 10 seconds, and then he just started breathing again. He take like your body try to live, but your soul, like the moment you are dying, but the body doesn't, like the body try to live, you know what I mean? Those moments, maybe you know that, but when I, and then I gave him all the sacraments, and then when I left, no one was there with him, dying by himself on his deathbed. I prayed with him. I prayed to him. And then when I left his room, he was there by himself, dying. And then I went to my car, and I offered a prayer to him again. And I told God, God, the day before I die, send me a priest. Like, I need a priest. I am your priest right now, but I need a priest. Please remember my word today. Like, send me a priest before today I'm going to die, because I need a priest for my life as well. On their deathbed, I told people that two things will be important the most: God and family. We need God for those moments, and we need our families, our relatives, to be surrounded for those moments. You cannot control everything. Let God do that for you. Especially, you cannot control your possessions, your money, and don't let the money control over you. Again, money is good. Again, don't get me wrong at this point, okay? So Father Anthony, he doesn't say like money is bad. No, I'm not saying that. I say money is good unless you let the money control over you. So use money, use possessions wisely. Run the test that I recommend to you and measure in your heart. Again, if you feel hard to give the money out, be careful again, because that is the weak point in your life. You are not free from your possessions. Maybe think about that seriously, because be careful for eternal life. Eternal life will be eternity. Like, I told people that when you die, you go into that reality, you're going to be there forever, like forever. Be careful when you think about eternal life. So I invite you all today, this week, think about that and pray about that as well. And then don't let possessions possess you.